We're up to Daf and Zion. We're starting three lines from the top of the Yomit. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Chasa, Boi Rav Ami. We saw in the Mishnah that Karkois, Avodim, Shtoris, Hagdeshes, all these things don't have Eino. And the Gemara before mentioned all the Mutim, why they're Nismayit from the Parasha of Altainu. His Shaila was, Boi Rav Ami, Eino Ein Lehem, but Bitl Mekach Yesh Lehem, Oy Ein Lehem. Dahainu, if it's off Kashir Eino, which is a Shtos, it was either a Shtos too much or a Shtos too less, so then the Dina Eino don't apply. By regular Chayfitz, we say that the Mekach Kayim u'Machzer Eino. Here there's no Din of Machzer Eino. But how about Yeser Mishtos? By regular Eino, the Aloch is Yeser Mishtos, Mekach Batul. So do we say by these things, by Karkoyis u'Chadoyim, it's Nesmayit from Eino, Kashir Eino? But if it's Yeser Mishtos, then Bitul Mekach applies here as well. Or no, what are the two tzadim? So Rashi explains, why is Yeser Mishtos Batul Mekach by regular case? Is that part of the Eino de Gedin? Or that's a Mekach Toiz de Gedin? Once a person sells something, the discrepancy in the price is Yeser Mishtos, so at Ayta Dahachi nobody would agree had they known and it's a Mekach Toiz. Or no, it's not a Mekach Toiz. Mekach Toiz is Dafke, like we said in the previous blot, if you're Toye Bedover Shebemida, I told you I'm selling you an acre, and I sold you 2 acres. That's a Mekach Toiz, because it's not what we agreed on. But here, he sold him exactly what he agreed on. The price was a wrong price. He knew exactly what the price he was paying for. Both people knew the price that they're going to be doing the Mekach for. But that price was the wrong, was not the market price. So do we view it as a Mekach Tois or as Eino? If it's Eino, all these cases were Nesmayit from the parish of Eino. So even Yeser Mishtos, there shouldn't be any Din Eino. But if it works as Bitl Mekach, these things also, as Mekach Tois, these things also are subject to Mekach Tois. That's the Shaila way Rashi learns. Omer Ibn Achman, although originally Rabbi Ami cleared this shayl, Hadar Amar Rabbi Chasa, Poshet Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was Poshet the shayl, and he said, Eino Ein Lohem, but Bitl Mekach Yeshla. The Hainu, he's learning that Yeser Mishtos, Bitl Mekach has nothing to do with Eino, it has to do with Mekach Tois. So Mamele, these cases are also subject to Mekach Tois, and if the mistake is Yeser Mishtos, there's a Bitl Mekach. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yoine Omer Ahegdeshes, Rabbi Yirmiya Omer Akarkois, Vetavai Mishmeid Rabbi Yoichen Omru, Oino Ein Lehem, Bitl Mekach Yeshlehem. That Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiya each one said over B'Shem Rabbi Yoichenen the following. One of them, they both said over that Rabbi Yoichenen said a memre, Oino Ein Lehem, Bitl Mekach Yeshlehem, like we mentioned before from Rabbi Ami. But one of them said the memory of Rabbi Yochanan on Hegdeshes, and one of them said the memory on Karkois. One of them said B'negei Hegdeshes that there's no din I know, like the Mishnah says, Ein Eino Hegdeshes. However, Bitl Mekach Yeshlehem, if it's off Yosem Mishtos, it's Mekach Batl. The other one said that B'negei Karkois, and both of them said it B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So the Shaila is whether they're arguing or not. So the Gemara, Man da Omer Hegdeshes, Kolshkin HaKarkois. According to Rabbi Yoine, that said over the memory of Rabbi Yoichan on Hegdeshes, that Hegdeshes, although there's no Eino, but there is Bitl Mekach, so Madach by Hegdesh he holds there's Bitl Mekach, Kolshkin by Karkois, there's for sure Bitl Mekach. Why? So Rashi explains, because Bitl Mekach works on the tzad that we're saying it doesn't have Eino, but it has Bitl Mekach, that means that Bitl Mekach works with Mekach Tois. It's a lot less Mestabra Mekach Tois by Hegdesh than Bekarkois. By a Hedyot, when two people are doing a deal, you could say that if the discrepancy in the price is off Yaiser Mishtos, so it's a Mekach Tois. A Daita Dahachi, he would never have sold such a thing. He would never have sold such a thing if he's getting underpaid Yaiser Mishtos. But by Hegdish, that's a very Shvachas Svara, Dr. Rashi. By Hegdish, to say something is a Mekach Tois, there is no Tois, Klapa Shemaya. How could you say Klapa Shemaya there's a Tois? So if he said over B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that even by Hegdeshes, there's Bitl Mekach, even though the Svara of Mekach Tois by Hegdesh is a very Shvacha Svara, Kolshkein by Karkois, which is a Hedyot, for sure there's a problem of Bitl Mekach, there's a Mekach Tois when it comes to Yeser Mishtos. Although I don't really understand the Svara, because maybe Klapa Shemai, you can't have a Mekach Tois, but it's the Gizber who's representing Klapa Shemai. It's the Gizber who's selling the items. He made a mistake. Why can't the Gizber make a mistake? Kopon Mazay Zok Drashi. However, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that says that the member of Rabbi Yochanan that I know in Lehem B'tamak Yashlam was said on Karkois. Ma'ad Omer Karkois could be Dafka by Karkois, over there is a Mekach Tois. Avala Gdeshes, Loi. By a Hedid, you could say he made a mistake and a Dait Tahachi, he wouldn't have been Makna. But Hegdish, you don't say such a thing. I know it doesn't apply by Hegdish because it says Atoinu Ishas Ochev, it doesn't say Hegdish. Ochev Loi Hegdish. And Yeser Mechdei I know works with Mekach Tois. And by Hegdish, there's no such concept of Mekach Tois. And the Gemara says Kiddish Shmuel, that Shtim Taka with Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel. If someone was mechalal, paid something of hegdish, which was worth a mamet, and he only was mechalal it on a shavu pruta, which is a huge difference in price. Still, the halach is at Shmuel, the hegdish is mechul, because it's not subject to ino, and even if it's yaiser mishtos, what bittel mekach are going to say over here? What mekach toys? Who is toy? So meile, according to the Mada Omer that says by karka, there's a bittel mekach, but by hekdesh not. Look the Gemara Tnan Hasa. Shteta Mishnah in Simsechtes Tmure. The halacha is that you could make Tmure on if you have a behemoth kachim, and you take a behemoth chulin and you say, raise a Tmure zu, so the behemoth chulin becomes kodesh. If you say, raise a mechulu al zu, it doesn't work because you can't be mechalu kachim, something which is royal lahakrib, you can't take off the kedusha. So the lashon chil doesn't apply. So steht weiter in the Mishnah Tran Hasam im hoye kodesh balmum. If the behemoth that was kodesh was a balmum, it's not royal akrav. And you say you want to be mechalul the kedusha from the kachim balmum onto a behemoth chulin. In that case, yotzel chulin. If you say harizem mechulul, it is yotzel chulin. The tzarech lasis leidom. What does it mean tzarech lasis leidom? That if the behemoth chulin that you want to be machluf the kedusha from the kodesh onto the chulin, if the behemoth chulin is not worth as much as the behemoth kachim, which is the balmum. So then, the one who's mechal has to be moisiv dam. In other words, the kedush, the chil is chal. As soon as you say areizim is chal alzu, the kachem balmum becomes ois kodesh. However, you have to add the money that the behemoth chulin is less than the behemoth kachem. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, yotzel chulin dvar toire, v'tzorach lasos leidomim midivreim. Midiraisa, even though the behemoth chulin is not as valuable as the behemoth kachem, still, it goes out, the behemoth kachim goes out l'chulin. There's no ino by kachim. There's no ino by hegdish. However, this that it says that if it's underpriced, if the behemoth chulin is worth less than the behemoth kachim, then the person that was paid it, that was mechala, has to add domim to hegdish. That's what the Rabbanim the Gedin. Shlokish Amr, no. It's the Raisa the Gedin. Af tzorech la'asas le'idomim min atayr. Ino le'hegdish. So Rashi says, because by Hegdish it says the Lashon Erkecha. And Rish Lakish held that Erkecha means the Erech, the true value, that when you're paid the Hegdish, it has to be the true Erech. So Mamele, if it's not the true Erech, you have to add the Domim Midaraisa. Rabbi Yochanan held, Erkecha's Mashma, any amount of Domim that you're Marechit is fine, whether it's above the price, whether it's under the price, any Erech is fine. But Rish Lakish understood Erech means the Erech Shaveh. So maybe if it's not an erech shav, midiraisa, you have to be mashlim the balance. Freg de gemore b'maya skin. What are we talking about over here when it says tzarech lasis leidomim? What discrepancy in price between behemoth chul and behemoth kachim was there? Ileim b'chdei oino, that it's within the realm of oino. Dainu tzeshtos. It's not yoyser mishtos. That the behemoth chulim was worth less ashtos than the behemoth kachim. B'hol leim rishlokish tzarech lasis leidomim dvar tayir. In such a case, rishlokish would hold that midiraisa, you have to be mashlim the dom. But nans tach often a mishnah elu dvarim she'ein lemayno akarkoyis vavodim ashtoras vagdeishes. So hagdeishes is nismayit from parasha vayno. So why would Rish Lakish hold midvar teire? You have to be nice and dom. Wherever there's a din of vayno, the halacha is that if you're ma'ana shtos, shtos koyno machzer vayno. But hegdish, which is ein lehem vayno, because it says atoynu vishes achiv, achiv v'loy hegdish. So there's no din that you have to return the ino. So why would the Rish Lakish say tzarech la'asas l'dom dvar tayir? Elo must be we're talking about over here a case where it was bittel mekach, meaning that it was yoiser mishtus, which causes bittel mekach. That was the story over here. And memele enochanami hegdish doesn't have ino, but yoiser mishtus where there's bittel mekach that applies even to hegdish. Freg the gemara. Okay, Rish Lakish, I understand, but behold, emir Rabbi Yochanan tzarech la'asas l'dom only midivreim. If we're talking about over here that the discrepancy in price was Yosef Mishtos. Rabbi Yochanan is only going to say that Midrabbanan you have to be Mashlim, and Midraisa it's fine. I have Omer Rabbi Yochanan. We saw the Gemara before. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ahegdeshes, Rabbi Yirmi Omer Akrakoiz, with Havaya Mishmed, Rabbi Yochanan Amri, Oinoa Englehem, Bittel Mekach Yeshlehem. So the Gemara is Ikakash is a Libra de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, that by Hekdesh, even though there's no Oinoa, but Bittel Mekach Yeshlehem, that if there's a Oinoa of Yosef Mishtos, even by Hekdesh, we say there's a bittel mekach, bleibs a mekach tois. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that if there was a case over here of yeser mishtos, damim ein lahem midiraisa, only midirabon? Why? Rabbi Yochanan himself says that there is bittel mekach by Hekdesh. And for the Gemara, lo'olam bebittel mekach, the shiloh over here, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh is talking about that the ino was yeser mishtos. We had a kasha that Rabbi Yochanan, alib de Rabbi Yochanan said, that Hekdesh has bitl mekach by Yasser Mishtos. There's no deny, no, but by Yasser Mishtos there's a mekach tois. You have to say, ve'epach de Rabbi Yochanan, the Rish Lakish, or the Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. You have to be mahapach the girsa that we had. We had that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, yotzu the chulin dvar toyer v'tzorach lasus le'dom b'divrei. We have to change that. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, av tzorach lasus le'dom b'na toyer. Because the way the Yochanan learns a libid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Hekdesh, when there's a no Yosef Mishtos, there's a bitl mekach. So Memela, the pidyon isn't chal, unless you pay the full dom. So that's what the Rabbi Yochanan holds. Av tzorach lasus le'domim min ha-toyer. And Rish Lakish halt nishta zay. Rish Lakish halt that the din of Einoah doesn't apply by Hekdesh, and neither is there apply a din of bitl mekach. It's only a derban and the gedin that you have to give back the difference. Dr. Ashi, that this whole epech is only a libid de Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who learns that Rabbi Yochanan only said his memory of bitl mekach yeshlehem by karkois, but by hekdesh la'olam there's no bitl mekach, because who has a mekach tois by hekdesh? Klap ha-shamayah, there's no mekach tois. So Ibezoi, you could leave Rabbi Yochanan as is. There is no mekach tois, the mekach is kaim, midrabon, you have to give back the money. Zok the Gemara b'maikim ifilgi. What's the svaras of machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? Now we're going to leave it to Rabbi Yochanan that says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a bitl mekach by Yosef Mishtos. Kamiflegi b'de Shmuel. Shmuel said a memor. The Amr Shmuel heg de shavu mona shechil le'al shavu prute mechul. Shmuel held even though you made a chil by Hekdesh which was Yosef Mishtos, you took something shavu mona and you only gave a prute. Afal pikein Shmuel held mechul. So meile mar isle de Shmuel umar lesle de Shmuel. Rish Lakish that said, according to the Epoch, that you don't have to give back the money only midirabbanon, he held like Shmuel, that Hekdesh of mona shechil al shav pruta mechul, because Hekdesh doesn't have Einoah, it's nesmayit from the parash of Einoah, and even Yeser Mishtos, that it would be a svara to say Mekach Tois, by Hekdesh there's no such concept of Mekach Tois. So mele the Mekach is kai, midirabbanon, you have to be mashlim. Masha'en kein Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't hold of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though there's no Einoah b'Hekdesh, but Yeser Mishtos, the Mekach is batel. So Meile Midiraisa, you have to give back the difference between the Behemoth's Chulin that's not worth as much as the Behemoth's Kachim. And if not, the way Mashmoyis and Rashi, Tosfos argues, Mashmoyis and Rashi is that the Chil wasn't Chal B'Klal if you didn't give back that money. And Rashi over here adds a Svar, L'choyer, what's Taka Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Shmuel? We just said a Svar that Mekach Tois doesn't pass by Hekdesh. So Rashi says a new svaro here, Alibud Rabbi Yochanan. So Rashi, kiven de ikke yeser mishtos, lav derech mekachu. It's a felt in the ganze tzur of a mekach. A mekach that has a discrepancy in the price so large, yeser mishtos, that's not a mekach b'chlal. Not because of a svar of mekach toys that adai to the hoche, I was mistaken, I didn't chap, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done. Klap ha-shamay, there's no toys. But it's poshet not derech mekach, so such a mekach has no validity. So here it's very much Mashmir Rashi. The Rashi's Shita is that Alibi de Rabbi Yochanan by Hekdesh, if we were Mechal and with the discrepancy of Yosef Mishtos, it's not Chal at all. It's not the Pshat that it's Chal, but Midiraisi you also have to pay the money. The Chil isn't Chal, as is Mashmir Rashi. Lav Midi Yobit. Taisa doesn't learn exactly like this. A Kopanim, that's the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Iboy is same. So the Gemara is still going over here that the machlokes is in a case where it was Yoiser Mishtos, and we have to talk about Mapach, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. However, instead of saying they're arguing about Shmuel, Ibo Yisei Midukul Alm Isla de Shmuel. Even Rabbi Yochanan could be Moidir, Rabbi Yochanan that holds that there is Bitl Mekach by Yeser Mishtos by Hekdesh, he could be Moidir to Shmuel that Hekdesh Shav Mona Shechil Hashav Pruta Mechul. The Shaila is in the Kavan of Shmuel. V'hacha b'hacha mifligi. Mar Sovar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shmuel said, Hekdesh Shav Mona Shechil Eloi Mechul. Shechil Eloi in. B'di'evit, if you were Mechal, Shav Mona and Shav Pruta, even though there's a difference of Yeser Mishtos, the Chilil is Chal. However, l'chatchil eloi. L'chatchil, you're not allowed to do it. Why? B'di'evet, heyoist, there's no denoy, no. So mele, it's chal over here, the pidgin. But l'chatchil not, because heyoist, the Torah uses a lashon of poda be'erkecha. So mele, erkecha is mashma, that it has to be for its shavis. So mele, if you're giving less, felt this in poda be'erkecha. It's not ma'akiv. That's what Shmuel is saying. Shmuel is saying, I didn't have b'di'evet, it's not ma'akiv, if you're mechal, on a prut, but the chatchila avad eloi. Umar sover, and Rish Lakish held no, erkecha doesn't mean the exact shavius, erkecha means any erech, and memele he holds a filu chatchila. When Shmuel said his alach hek the shavon shachila shavu prut, he's talking about a chatchila the gedin, that you're allowed to do that, and memele it's just that the rabbon of the gedin that you have to give back the dam. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he said it's the raisa the gedin that you have to do by erkecha, so memele if you gave Yoyser Mishtos, if you made a discrepancy of Yoyser Mishtos, midiraisa, you have to pay back the difference. However, what comes out of Big Chiddush, according to this Teretz, is the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, the way Rabbi Yoyne said over the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Afagav She'inen Ola Hekdish, Bitl Mekach Yesh. So till now we were learning Bitl Mekach Yesh means that if you were Ma'ane by Hekdish Yoyser Mishtos, then the Hekdish is not Nischal, there's a Bitl Mekach. Now we're learning, no, that it's a lechatchila de gedin that you have to give back. You have to give back the lechatchila de gedin, but there is the mekach is kain. You just have to give back the difference when there's a shir of oino. So we say heklish ein boy oino. I mean, you don't have to give back the oino's shtus. But when it's yoyser mechshir, no, it's yoyser mechshtus. Doesn't mean bitl mekach that it's not chal the mekach. Bitl mekach means that you have to give back the oino, which is a shtikol doichik according to this. Iboy is saying Mizog the Gemara lo oilam b'chdei no. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish over here. If you were paid the kachshon balmum for chulin and the chulin was worth less, we're not. And the machlokes is whether tzarich lasa the damid the reim or tzarich lasa the damid the reise. We're talking about a damim of shir oino. The behemoth chulin was worth less a shtus than the behemoth kachshon. So I we asked the kashas the chaf in the mission that says hegdash ein lo oino. So how could the Rish Lakish say midvar Torah you have to give back the difference? The Mishnah says there is no dinai no by Hekdesh. So the Gemara lo oilam b'chdei ayno v'loy teipach, and let's leave Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish the same. And we have a kasha on Rish Lakish. How does he say midvar Torah you have to give back the money? But Reb Chisda kamiflagi. The Omar Reb Chisda has a new taitch in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah said by Hekdesh ein lo ayno, it doesn't mean ein lo ayno that even if you rip the person, if you rip off Hekdesh a shir ayno, you don't have to worry about it. It's okay. No. Ein lo yino means the Omer Mai Ein lo yino Einon b'toyras yino. It doesn't have the halachis of yino. In other words, in hilchis yino, the din is pachas mishtos mekach kaim. There's a mechila of them zok there zok tov chizda. No, the pshat in the mission is telling me that by hegdish, even pachas mishtos there's a problem. The afilu pachas mechdei yino chayzer. So mele, that's very good. That's what Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Shlokish is saying. The Shlokish holds like a pchizda. So mele, he says that if the behemoth chulin was worth less a shtos than the behemoth kachim, tzarich lasas le'dom and dvar teire. And if you don't give back the difference in the dom, even though it's pachas mishtos, the chil isn't chal because there's no teiris hayno when it comes to hegdish. In other words, hegdish is actually more chomer than other things. But other things, when it's pachas mechdei hayno, there's a mechila by hegdish not. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it, Rav Chisda. Frag the Gemara Kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda that's saying that by Hegdish, there is a no, but it's not the same din I know as Hedyot. By Hedyot, Pachas Mechdei Shtos, there's a Mechila. By Hegdish, even Pachas Mechdei I know is a problem. In fact, Akasha, Meisvei, state in the Braise, Ribiz Veinol Le Hedyot, Vein Ribiz Veinol Le Hegdish. By Hedyet, there's a din of ribis and aino. And by Hekdish, there's no ribis and aino. The Gemara later will discuss what the shayla of ribis is. So the chayr, if it says ein aino la Hekdish, is mashma, that if you're ma'ane Hekdish, there's no problem. And you're saying now, Rav Chizda, that there is a problem. There's even a bigger problem than Hedyet. What's the kasha? Mi alimi mas nisan? The Braisa says more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah also says ein aino la Hekdish. And I kim the betayrus aino. The Maisa we explained, what does the Mishnah mean, ein aino la Hekdish? That it doesn't have a din of aino. It doesn't have the same din aino of Hedyet. By Hedyet, there's no din of aino when it's pachas mishtos. By Hekdish, there is. So Achanami learned the same shot in the Braisa. When the Braisa says ein aino la Hekdish, it means ribis v'din aino la Hedyet, v'ein ribis v'din aino la Hekdish. By Hedyet, there's a din aino that pachas mishtos, there's a mechile. You don't have that same din by Hekdish. By Hekdish, even pachas mishtos, there's a problem. Frag the Gemara, Ihachi, if you're telling me that Hekdish is more chomer than Hedyet, that pachas mishtos, there's also a din of aino. Haini d'ktoni seif is a chomer by Hedyet and by Hekdish. The seif of this braisa says, ribis v'ino la Hedyet, and this is something that we see that Hedyet is more chomer than Hekdish. Based on what we're saying now, farkeret, Hekdish is more chomer. Hekdish has a problem of anab pachas mishtos, Hedyet doesn't. So the Gemara, this is that it says that Hekdish is, that Hedyet is more chomer, a ribis. In ribis, Hedyet is chomer, because there's yesha ribis le Hedyet, and there's no ribis for Hekdish. But benegeya, no, anachanami, Hekdish is more chomer. In fact, the Gemara, oibazoi, listni nami ze chomer be Hekdish and be Hedyet, I know. It should say, just like there's a chomer of Hedyet over Hekdish when it comes to ribis, meitach gisa, there's a chomer of Hekdish over Hedyet when it comes to aino. So that's not a kasha. The Braisa tells us that chaymer behedit and behegdish b'negei ribis, because that's the only chaymer that you find behegdish behedit and behegdish. V'suloi, there is nothing else. So it was important for the Braisa to say that here we have a case of chaymer behedit. El hegdish, you have to tell me that it's negei. There's a chaymer of hegdish over hegdish when it comes to aino pachas mishtos. Zeh chaymer v'suloi. In general, Hekdish is more chomer than Hedyet. So it's not a chiddush to say that we found something that Hekdish is more chomer than Hedyet. Check the Gemara, we said over here in this Braise that this ribis v'ino the Hedyet v'in ribis v'ino the Hekdish. What was this ribis that we're talking about? So the Gemara, ribis the Hekdish, hechidami. What's the case of ribis by Hekdish? So the Gemara, ilayme the oisfe gizber meye b'meye v'esrim. The gizber has mois that is Hekdish money, and he lends it to an individual, he gives him meye money, Amanas that he'll pay him back 120, which by a regular person that's a halva beribis. And they'll state that by Hekdish there's no problem of ribis. Furthermore, that can't be the case. Because valaimol a gizber, the second the gizber gives out Hekdish money to a Hedyet without getting any money in return, it's a loan. So he's not paying him back right now. Down the road, he's going to pay him back. So the second he gave away Hekdish money, he was moil be Hekdish. So Ibazoi, the halach is when you're moil be Hekdish, you now owe Hekdish money. The chayfetz that you were moil, that you were moitzi, you're moitzi l'chulin, and now you owe Hekdish damim, kerem v'chaymish. So this gizber was moil, and now he has a chayv, he has to pay Hekdish, the kerem and chaymish. So the money that he lent became his money now, was yaitzi l'chulin. So it's moiz hedyet, it's not moiz Hekdish anymore. The kivin shemal gizber yotzum oisiv l'chulin, v'havalu de hedyet. So now why is there a head to ribis? Even if you're going to tell me by Hekdish there's no problem of ribis, by hedyet there is. This money by the gizber giving it to the loive without getting any money in return, he was moil on the money. The money became his. So now it's as if he lent private money. He has a chayv. He has to pay back Hekdish. But this money is his money. And he's a malva beribis. What type of heter is there? We're not talking about a case where he lent money. We're talking about going shekibul alav lesapik siltus me'arba va'omdu mishalish. The Hekdish, the Beis Hamikdash needs Silas for Menachas, for the Minchas Sibur. So the Gizber takes money of Hekdish, and he pays a supplier that for the rest of the year, I'm giving you money up front, and you'll supply Silas as the we need for Menachas. At the time when he gave him the money, the price of Silas was that for every seller, you got 4 saw Silas. So that was the deal. I'm giving you now a whole bunch of slum. For every slum seller I gave you, you're going to supply Hekdish with 4 saw of Silas. Va'amdu mishalish. And the price of Silas went up, and now you only get 3 saw for a seller. The halacha is kedesanya hamakabel alav. If a vendor is makabel alav the sapik siltus ma'arba, he makes up that he's going to supply hegdish for the year for soilus per sella. Va'amdu mishalish, and the price of soilus went up, and now it cost a sella for only three so. The halacha is that the hegdish gains, and the vendor mesapik ma'arba. He still has to give, for every sell he has to give four. He takes the loss. If the deal was that he should supply when the price was shalish, that he has to supply for every sell of three sa, va'amdu ma'arba, and the price of soilus went down. And now you get arba sa for a sell. So now again, yad hekdash al yoinim, mesapik ma'arba. The vendor now has to give, for every sell he has to give four sa. Why she had hegdish al yoinim? So kaponim, here we have a case whereby a hedyit, this would be aser. By a hedyit, you can't make up with a hedyit. You're giving him money in advance, and you're going to supply me soilus at the value, let's say right now, b'shas, I give him the money, the value is that you get four sov for a seller, and I'm locking it in. Even now, when the price goes up, and it's only three, you're still going to have to pay me four. You're not allowed to do that because that's a shayla of ribis. Because it looks like that because you prepaid him, so he has the use of the money for a longer time, so therefore he's giving you more than you made up. Because when he's giving you four at the end, he should really, the four is worth more than it was originally. But hegdish, that's mutter. That's the case of ein ribis lehegdish. Nachateret zog de gemore, repapa omar. Lo'ilam, we're talking about a case of halva, that the gizber is lending 100 in return to get back 120. Oy bezoi, we asked in that case, as soon as the gizber did that, he was moil and tziyotza l'chulin, and it's moiz hedid, not moiz hegdish. Here we're talking about ba'avnei binyin hamesuris l'gizber askina. K'deshmuel d'omer shmuel boinin b'choil v'achakach magdishin. He didn't lend him money, he lent him avonim. He gave him avonim, and he should pay back, he gave him $100 worth of avonim, he should pay back 120. So the Gemara, when they used to give avonim to the hegdish for binyan beis hamikdash, they weren't magdish the avonim right away. In other words, those that donated avonim weren't magdish the avonim at the time they gave it to hegdish. Or if hegdish was buying avonim, they didn't pay for it b'shas they took receipt of the avonim. Why? Because if it becomes hegdish, so we're scared that while the workers are building the beis hamikdash, they may use these stones. They'll sit on the stone while they're working, and if it's hegdish, comes out there, moil and hegdish. So to prevent that, all the avonim that come to hegdish, we make sure that it's not chal Hashem hegdish till the binyan is nigma. So for the moshul, if the gizber is buying on behalf of hegdish building material, he wouldn't pay for it, he would take it on credit. So mele wasn't chal yet the hegdish on the avonim. After the building is built, that's when he paid for it and becomes hegdish. Or if someone is donating an evan, he would donate it to hegdish, but he wouldn't be kodesh shem hegdish on it till after it was built. So memele, here, we're talking about the gizber lent these avonim, so they don't have a shem of hegdish yet. So when he lends it, he's not being moyel. So he's a shlich of hegdish. So you have a case where the person is getting hegdish money, and there was no me'ilah taking place. And he told him, when you pay back extra, pay back 120. That's a case of ribbis. So by hedyit, it would be a problem of ribbis. By hegdish, ain't ribbis the hegdish. Zog the Gemara weiter, it said in the mission that these things of Avod Mishtoris, Kakois, and hegdish don't have keful. Menon emili, the Tana Rabban, because by the Pasuk of keful, state in the Pasuk, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salm, al kol aveda, she yomik yu ze, ad her lehim yovid var shneim, ashi yashin lehim yishalim shneim lere'eyu. So the Gemara Darshan is this Pasuk, ba'if and klal, prato klal. The Tana Rabban, al kol dvar pesha, klal. Al shor al chamor al sal salm prat al kol aveda shemir chazir v'kol klal prat klal the yatadon kena prat ma prat shor chamor sal salm is mefurish that these are all dover hametaltul v'gufay momen af kol dover hametaltul v'gufay momen there's a chiyuv keful. What's it being mafkiyah yotzu karkois she'ena metaltulin yotzu avodim because like we said wherever it says karkois avodim is bechlal because avodim shokshul karkois so avodim always have the same din as karka. And also Yatzu Shtar is Sha'afbi Shemetaltlin, but it's Ein Gufa moment because you're not paying for the Gufa Shtar, you're paying for the Chayv of the Shtar. How do you know Agdeshus on a smart from Kefil? Because the end of Pasuk it says, Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'eyu, Amakar Re'eyu Re'eyu V'loi Hegdish. V'loi Tashlum Medalad V'hei. This is going in the case of Hegdish, where if you stole a behemah shel hegdish and you shechted it, there's no dalad behe. Why not? My time, the tashlumi dalad behe is made up if someone steals a behemah and he shechts it. So let's say it was a case of dalad by the case of seh. So what's the dalad comprised of? You have the keren, you have the kefil, plus two more. That's where you get dalad. And by hey, it's keren kefil plus three more. But by heglish, we just finished saying heglish is nismayit from kefil, because it says re'eyu v'loy heglish. So by heglish, it would be gimel v'dalad, not dalad v'hei. And dozok the gemara, the Torah says dalad v'hei. It doesn't say gimel v'dalad. So memele, you can't have a din of tovach hamacha dalad v'hei by heglish. Shtan v'ayit in the Mishnah, all these things are nismayit that shemer chinam ein nishba. Normally, the shemer chinam that has a gnev v'vedi has to swear there was no pshia. Here, by these things, there's no din of shvua. How do you know that? Because the parasha of Shem Rechinim says, "Ki yitin ish re'eyu kesev v'kedel nishma v'gudim beisa ish ha'imotzi ha'gana v'yishalim shtayim." That parasha is the parasha of Shem Rechinim. So we dash him a klal prata klal. The Tana Rabban, ki yitin ish re'eyu klal kesev v'kedelim prat lishma v'chozer v'kol klal prata klal. Klal prata klal yatadon kene prat ma prat kesev v'kedelim is mefurish it's a davar metaltel v'gufi momen. I've called Dovram Taltl, the goofy moment, there's a din of Shem Rechinim Nishba. Lafuke what? Yotzu Kakoyis, Sheinim Taltlin. And if Kakoyis and Ismayet, who are then Avodim? Yotzu Avodim because Shahuk Shlok Kakoyis. And Yotzu Shtor is Shapish and Taltlin, but it's not Gufon Momin. Hegdeshis is Nismayet because Omer Kro, the end of the Pasuk, it says, Yishalim Shnayim. And it's because it says, Kiitinish El Re'eyu. Omer Kro, Re'eyu, Re'eyu, Veloy Shal Hegdesh. They'd vayter in the mission, the noises socher, in mishalim. By these cases, if you're a shemer socher, typically a shemer socher is chayiv on gnei v'veide, here he's potter on gnei v'veide, minon amili, because by the parash of shemer socher, state in the Torah, ki yitin isha re'eyu chamor yashor yasev v'chol behemel ishmor, umei say nishbar nishbar ein roye, you make a shvua on your potter, that's the parash of shemer socher. So we also dash him a klal prat a klal, minon amili ton rabon, ki yitin isha re'eyu klal, chamor yashor yasev prat, v'chol behemel ishmor chaz v'kol, Kal prat the klal, yet on a kene prat, ma prat mefurish dovrim taltav gufi momen. I've called dovrim taltav gufi momen, yotzu kakoyish shene metalten, yotzu vodm shukshu kakoyis, yotzu shtor, shapish metalten, ein gufi momen. Gdeishis, because the beginning of the Kapasuk says, ki itin ishul re'eyu, amakar re'eyu re'eyu v'leishul hegdish.